It's the radio segment that's trying to one-up Subway by creating a new sub-franchise called 13 Inches.
He's going to dominate the industry.
I feel like I'd go there.
Yeah, his tagline, size matters. We know Brooke supports it.
Yeah, you know.
She already said she did.
Jose, not so much.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, smaller is still satisfying.
Okay,
Am I right, ladies?
Not a good tagline.
It's laser stories. Segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser.
So waste food.
And those other lettuce lickers just don't.
Ew.
This first laser story is out of Texas. A 43-year-old woman named Christy Henshaw goes by the nickname Grumpy. And last Wednesday evening, Grumpy met up with her husband at the local Goodwill.
Do they balance each other
out? Yeah, does a husband call her that too?
I assume so. And they were linking up so Grumpy could give him his truck back. But for some reason, she had a change of heart.
Uh-oh.
Possibly because she'd been drinking.
Oh.
Go!
Oh,
so she was change feelings.
She was drunky.
Nice, Brooke.
That's right. Grumpy showed up at the Goodwill under the influence and refused to give him his truck.
Okay, she shouldn't be driving.
Drunk at Goodwill just sounds hilarious.
And kind of fun.
Then she threatened to light his gas tank on fire.
Oh,
Yeah.
The husband was holding the driver's side door open with Grumpy still inside when she pulled an open pocket knife and stabbed him.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Her husband! I know we keep asking, but what?
Her name's Grumpy.
Yeah, she's proven it.
Cops were called and Grumpy was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Why do I want to see her mugshot so bad?
Me too.
I picture her as Grumpy Cat, but in human form.
Luckily, if you were wondering, her husband will be fine. Nobody asked.
No.
But husband's going to be okay after he got stabbed.
His name's now stabbed.
Afterwards, a local news reporter quipped, "The woman who stabbed her husband tonight didn't just wake up on the wrong side of the bed. She's seriously grumpy."
Wow. Could have been better.
I don't know. You gotta love the local news and their taglines.
So somebody in the writing department was like, this is gold!
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Brazil. Soon-to-be parents wanted to do the ultimate gender reveal for their close friends and family.
Already, it's going to end in disaster.
And so, they brought 50 people out to a nature preserve.
Uh-huh.
And in the video, you can see a table with cakes and goodies, pink and blue balloon arches, and a beautiful natural waterfall right behind them.
Oh my gosh.
And then as the group gathers around the 59-foot waterfall and waits, the water starts flowing a bright, bright blue color.
Double rainbow.
How do you do that?
They change the color of the waterfall?
What the heck?
And then the crowd goes crazy as the parents-to-be kiss and their friends and family all cheer.
Amazing.
They're in a nature preserve. Doesn't sound very natural.
Well, there is
what happened here?
Just one problem. The nearby town has experienced long periods of drought, which have affected its water supply. So once the video got posted, the couple received a huge backlash for tampering with the natural resources that affect local people's lives.
Nobody got time for that.
I mean, but it was a great video.
An investigation's been launched, and the father-to-be swears they didn't use a chemical product to dye the water bright blue.
What'd they use, then?
Well, he's refusing to say what they used.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on.
You can drink it.
Yeah, sure.
Thousands are calling for the arrest of the couple, saying they should be charged with an environmental crime.
Yeah.
And that actually might happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, I kind of want to be on this case.
Dude, I feel like at this point they should just do gender reveals on like which handcuffs these people end up getting.
A prison gender reveal?
Yeah.
I don't think that one's been done before. This next laser story is out of the United Kingdom. 51-year-old woman named Amanda Gomo laid down for a nap with her chihuahua named Belle.
Aww.
And in the middle of it, the worst possible scenario happened.
Oh no.
Little Belle had a bout of explosive diarrhea.
Oh.
So it's going to be hard to say this next part, but...
Can we say
don't care?
Amanda,
I know it's a different segment, but don't care. People.
Turns out Amanda ingested some of it.
Oh! It was aimed at the face?
Which made her violently ill for several hours.
Oh, now they're both sick.
I wasn't even physically there and I'm violently ill.
Oh, God.
Then she started having stomach cramps and got severely dehydrated from all the puking.
She
went to the hospital in an ambulance. And then,
see, I told you people, you should not sleep with your dogs in the bed.
Oh my God, literally explosive.
Don't say it again.
Okay, sorry.
So 2 days later, Amanda was still recovering. Because it turned out the dog had a stomach bug and passed it along to her.
Oh my God.
The good news is that she and her dog are both okay now. Mm-hmm. And Amanda says all is forgiven. She just might not let Belle sleep so close to her face anymore.
Ew. Wow. I have a stomach. That's the lesson.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And it made me think twice about adding another section to my dating waiver, just in case things go wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want them to go wrong. Yeah. It's like an insurance policy, just in case.
Just in case.
You never know. Geez. This next laser story is out of the world of work.
Oh, that was a story.
I'm not going to recover.
Is this the new norm? Someone on Reddit posted a photo of a sign their boss put up announcing a new rule. For every minute you're late to work, you have to stay an extra 10 minutes at the end of the day.
Wow.
So if you're
Jose would be here for 3 months.
So if you're 2 minutes late, that's 20 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And if you extrapolate it out, 48 minutes late would equal another full 8-hour work day.
Damn. Daniel?
Well, being 48 minutes late.
Really,
still,
Jose?
That's crazy.
The person who posted it said it was a minimum wage job and they've since left it, but they called it the worst place they've ever worked.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Jeez. I remember I got screamed at my first job. It was at Burger Heaven. I wasn't 10 minutes early.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, why didn't we make the time?
Yeah.
Like 10 till then.
Well, in the comments section, some bosses who deal with chronically late employees say this could actually be an incentive to come in on time after they've tried every other way.
Or to quit.
Yeah.
And this is my sign.
Well, I mean, they say they've tried everything else, but seriously, have they tried everything?
What's that? Just a shoe?
That's the sound of a turtle who's trying everything.
Oh.
And he's doing just fine.
That is a segue.
And afterwards, they're going to cuddle mouth to butt. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.